Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Isaiah 43:18, listen to what he says here. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Get over your past. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So listen, let me tell you something. The devil is going to come and remind you about your past life. Oh my God, is he going to come to you? What you did last night, he's going to come to you. What you did 10 days ago, he's going to come to you. What you did 10 years ago, he's going to come and he's going to remind you. He's going to remind you. He's going to say to you, you think God can accept you? Because God's already accepted me. He's already made provision. He's accepted me completely, wholly. Every sin I ever committed has been judged. It's settled. It is settled. My sins from my past, my sins from my present, and my sins in my future, he settled it all. Listen, if I sin now, he died 2,000 years ago. Hey, you better come back. You weren't here when I was here. So now you better come back, get on the cross again for my sins. Is he coming back to get on the cross? No. He took care of all our sins. He's taken it all. He took it all. He became our sin so that we don't have to face the judgment of that sin. So we can now say, he says, don't remember the former things. Forget them. Neither consider the things of old. And the devil's going to come to you and he's going to say, well, look what you did. Look how you did that. Look what you drank. How you smoked. Look what you stole. Look what you did. And he's going to come and come and come and come. Have you seen those jackhammers when they work in the road? You get a headache if you listen too long, right? Have you ever heard those things going? That's what he's like with you. The only way you're going to stop him is switch him off. You got to switch him off. Pull the plug. Do something. Take the battery out. Otherwise, you're going to go nutto. And the way you take the battery out is you speak. And you tell him, now listen here. I bind you speaking lies into my life. I command you to get out of my life. I am no longer that old man. I've been made brand new in Christ. God has taken care of my problems. You have no hold of me. I don't believe you. There's no condemnation. There's no more guilt. Romans 8:1 says, therefore there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's done, devil. You can't tell me about my past. Amen. Right. And then you can tell him, like you've heard people say, but I won't tell you about your future. Then he'll leave. Amen. You've got to tell him, no, those are the things of old. I'm not considering them anymore. That's old. Even if it was yesterday, what does the Bible say? The Lord is compassionate and his mercies are forever, and they're brand new, and they're every single morning brand new. His mercies are there every single morning. So even if I sinned now, tomorrow morning, or when I just say, Lord, here I am, boom. Amen. But the devil would like to get you in a place where you're just so consumed with your wrong that you did. All the wrong that you did. And boy, if we had to collect all the wrongs in this room right now, we could start a gold mine. With all the wrongs just in that section over there. Oh my God, you guys stay away from us. Hey, hey, get away. That section's bad. This section is the worst. I mean, you should have seen what we're collecting over here. Never mind. Now put it all together. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you what. There's some serious bad stuff that happened in this room. Amen. Yeah. You're all looking so sprightly and nice now because you're now saints and you're children of God. But we had a past. But that's exactly what it is. It is a past. Amen. It's gone. He said, all things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. You're no longer that person. You're not that person, even though your body's the same. Your thoughts haven't changed enough yet. But your spirit is brand new. You're not that person any longer. And that's why you have to continually work on changing your thought patterns. You've got to keep putting the Word of God in and getting out the trash. The Word of God in, trash out. Word of God in, trash out. It's glory in and glory out. You understand? Because you can't be putting trash in and expecting glory out. You've got to put God in and glory in, and it'll push the trash out until it's God and glory coming in. And when something happens to you, it just comes out of you. So when the devil comes in large, you got the answers like that because you're looking at who you are. Can you say amen? And so we said you've got to occupy your mind with good thoughts. Jesus tells you, occupy your mind with good thoughts. Which ones do you have? We looked at that already. Do you have good thoughts about you or do you have bad ones? And you know what you do. Which hate yourself. Stop calling yourself a fool, stupid idiot. I know you do it. You make a mistake, you call yourself a fool, a stupid idiot. You're not. You made a mistake. Get over it. And work on not doing it again. And ask the Holy Ghost to come in and strengthen you so you stop doing that. But you're not stupid and you're not a fool. Let me tell you what a fool is. A fool is someone who says there is no God. That's Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1. That's a fool. Don't you call yourself a fool. You believe in God. Right? And you got saved. So you're not a fool. You're not a loser. You're not a nothing. Amen. So you got to get good thoughts. Get rid of that section. Bad thoughts. And just stay with the good thoughts. That God says what you are. Philippians 4, watch this. Just quickly, one more time. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren, that's brothers and sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Virtuous things, true things, honest things, holy things, anything that's got a good report, anything that's lovely, think on those things. The devil wants you to think of that stuff. He wants you caught up in all that stuff that you get a headache. You get a headache thinking about all that stuff, don't you? And then you look at the economy, what's going on. Well, the economy is pretty good. But you look at the fighting, you almost got a civil war going. We've almost got a civil war going here right in America in 2018. I mean, really, it's like crazy. If you think on that stuff long enough, you start getting, and your face starts, and then you see people, how are you doing? I'm telling you, that's what happens. You look at that stuff, you listen to it long enough, I'm serious. You got the coat hanging, it's the wrong way. Turn it the other way. That's the truth. I'm telling you, switch off the news. Oh, that's a big shock for some of you. But I got to know what's going on. You don't have to know. God knows. If the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. We'll find out. Amen. I mean, all of that stuff, I don't know who's right. I don't know who's wrong. And I don't really care. I know I'm a child of God. And I know God's going to take care of us. And we're going to see revival touching people's lives. And we're going to get people out of all that thinking. But if you sit there with the news all the time, I remember watching ABC. Oh, my Lord. Couldn't watch anymore. It was nutto. So I stopped watching the news. Now I got it on my computer. I just look at the headlines. Okay, Israel's still standing. We can carry on. Listen to what it says in the Amplified. It says, center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. What things? All those good things. All those things we spoke about, virtuous and lovely and that. He says, center your mind on them. If you're watching all this stuff with the Russians and collusion and this and that, and North Korea and South Korea and China and who knows what's next. If you're just focusing on that, you will not be able to center your mind on the good, lovely, virtuous things. You're going to start thinking outside in those areas. Amen. Amen. One guy, I just read an article today. Two guys had an argument on Facebook. And they had difference of opinions. One apparently was for the Democrats and one was for the Republicans. And the one guy came to the other person's house and shot him. It's in the news today. It's in the news. He shot him twice. Apparently it wasn't a good shot. Once in the belly and once in the thigh or something. Twice he shot him because they had difference of opinion. You can't focus on this stuff. Focus on God. Focus on what He's showing you. Focus on what He says and who you are. Amen? Amen? Now, what does it mean where the Lord says all things have become new? What all things? He's talking about all of our privileges in this new creation has become brand new. Every one of our privileges focused and founded on a new covenant, which the Bible says in Hebrews 8 is found on better promises. The old covenant is passed away, the new covenant's in. He says, and it was founded on better promises. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, I just want to read from the Passion Translation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look how it says it here. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, enfolded in, he's become one, Christ in me in Christ, that person has become an entirely new creation. Amen. You're not that old loser anymore. I don't care what your parents told you, what the priest told you, what the judge told you, what the psychiatrist, or what your spouse said. You have become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Amen. Come on. Behold, everything is fresh and new. That's what God's telling you. He's saying, forget that Jesus did such a mighty work in your life that you're not even the same person. You're a new creation. Amen. 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 We are new creations. Oh, the world boss, you just, you know, this is kind of interesting, but you know, I'm not sure. Well, are you sure you're saved? No, yeah, I'm saved. Well, what does it mean? What happened to you to get saved? Well, it's something to do with a gun, a cross, and blood. So blood saved you from 2,000 years ago from a gun, a cross. Well, it saved me. So how did it save you? You weren't alive 2,000 years ago. So you're saved now. How are you saved? Well, if you can believe you're saved, then you got a brand new spirit if you're saved. Amen. You became a brand new creation in Christ. You're saved. And if you can believe that, why can you not believe that all old things have passed away? Amen. If you believed you're saved, all that stuff is gone. Got to be gone. Amen. What does it mean for me? Well, it means you're not a loser. It means you're not desperate. It means you don't have to have fear. It means you can sleep at night. It means you can make an honest, good living. It means you can be free from bondage. That's what it means. That's what it means. Well, if you don't want that, stay the way you are. Just don't change your mind. Just keep thinking the way you're thinking and doing what you're doing. Another 20 years of what you're doing, you want? Well, some of us do. Now, there's a footnote here. He says here, the person who's enfolded in Christ has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Now you'll see a little B next to it there. That means there's a footnote. Here's what the footnote says. He says that all that is related to the old order has vanished. Now the footnote says, this would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God, our old relationship with the world, and our old mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I mean, that tells it like it is. All, everything has changed. It's completely new. I mean, this is what Jesus did. He didn't do a little thing. He did a huge thing. He gave us complete victory across the board. 100%. Nothing left undone. Amen. We have been restored to God's favor by Christ Jesus, satisfying the claims of justice against us. I'll say that again. We have been restored to God's favor by Christ Jesus satisfying the claims of justice against us. The reconciliation is a past accomplished fact.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is going to be at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. beginning March the 16th at the Tradition Town Hall. There may